Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church for the week of December 7th, 2020. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. Our scripture this week is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. These words of thanksgiving were uttered by Zechariah in response to the birth of his son, John the Baptist. Zechariah praises God for the promise of redemption and prophesizes the role his son will play in preparing the way for the promised Messiah. Hear now the word of God. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. The Song of Zechariah is a song of Advent. Zechariah's prophecy hints at things to come while reflecting refrains long ago promised by God to his people. Advent is an anticipatory time, and yet anticipating can feel frustrating. The promise of dawn has to sustain us through the darkness as we continue on in our waiting and in our living, and often in our discouragement. But Zechariah's song, in announcing the birth of John the Baptist, proclaims God's faithfulness, God's salvation, and God's peace with the promise of the coming of his son. I don't know about you, but I can't think of a time when this promise has felt more needed. This season of expectant waiting feels like a season in which the whole world is holding its collective breath. We are weary of the hardships, isolation, and loss into which we have been unwittingly thrust in 2020. It is easy to grow overwhelmed by the toll it has taken on us, on our loved ones, on our community, and truly on the entire world. We are all waiting for light at the end of the tunnel. And while it looks as though that light is coming to alleviate the scourge currently reaping such destruction in our world, the promise of which Zechariah sings is a promise of so much more. It is the promise that whatever trouble we may be in, whatever may come our way, he is sending his son, God incarnate, who is with us and for us, active in this world and in our lives. Christ is the light that shines in the darkness, the promise we have all been waiting for. We can trust it, embrace it, align ourselves with it, and shine hope into a world so desperately in need of it. That is what Christmas calls us to do, to embody the hope we have in Christ, that others may find it for themselves. Dear Lord, we are waiting and we are weary. Please meet us right where we are today. Strengthen us in this time of hopeful anticipation. Let us feel your peace and your presence as we walk through these days of Advent, eager for the fresh season that lies ahead. Amen.